Day 7. For When We're Worried. The Poor. For a full description of what the poor section is, check out Day 1's post of this series. We're going to pour out all the random thoughts that just won't stop. All the stuff floating around in your head at this moment, pour it out at God's feet. This could include everything from the grocery list to the deep needs and prayers in your heart. Simply say, "Dear God, this has been on my mind and heart. Please take it," and then list it all out. Now, with a clear mind, finish the prayer. And now, help me to hear your message for my heart today. Amen. The beans, or the background. Apparently, Jesus spoke a great deal about worry while he was on earth, which tells me that I'm not the only person to have a worry problem, thankfully. Today, we're actually going to look at two verses because I was so worried I'd pick the wrong one. Worried. Get it? But you'll see that both pieces of advice address the very definition of worry perfectly. The verse. I'm going to read the verse twice, and you'll be prompted to answer two questions. Please feel free to pause the audio for more time to ponder if you need to. As I read the verse, ask yourself, what word or phrase from the verse pops out to you? Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:34. Sorry, Matthew 6:25-27. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than the clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. How are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? As I read the verses a second time, ask yourself what this word or phrase that stood out, what it could be speaking to in your life, what situation, struggle, relationship, or decision. Matthew 6:34. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Matthew 6:25-27. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Esteem. What does this mean to me and how can I apply it to my life today? We talked before, a few series ago, about worry. The biggest thing we talked about in regards to worry was to do whatever steps you can and then ask God to help you with the rest. If you're worried and there is something you can actually do, like open the email you're scared to read, schedule the doctor's appointment, sit down and actually look at your budget. Girlfriend, get up off your behind and do it. You'll feel so much better addressing the situation head on. But then, there are those issues that don't have any steps that you can currently take, so worrying is actually pointless. And it's this kind of worry that I am best at, which is why today's verse strikes such a chord with me. Let's take social anxiety, for instance. Again, something with which I'm very familiar. I cannot leave a conversation, whether it's a full day's play date or a casual bump in at the grocery store, without replaying the conversation over and over in my mind. Did I sound stupid? Could that be taken the wrong way? I'm sure they hate me. That's it. I have no friends. Yeah, I spiral real quick. It's during this type of worry that I tend to be focused on whatever the worry is, that I'm not present in the actual moment. My mood gets different, I get distracted and become panicky almost. This does not do me any favors as I am a mom to young children. I snap at them for things they're doing that aren't actually their fault because they're bothering me while I'm over here busy worrying. I'm not being patient or addressing them or tending to their needs. I am the problem, not them. When I worry, I'll pick fights with my husband because I want him to see how big of a deal this thing is that I'm worrying over, which is why Jesus' words comfort me so much. He says, "Sister, look, when you're stressing and worrying over the stupid stuff, you're not in the moment. See, today has plenty of stuff demanding your attention, and you're making everything worse worrying over something you can't control. Snap out of it and handle what you can control so you don't wind up with a ton more stuff to worry about. And he's right. People care far less about us than we think. I mean, how arrogant am I to believe that people actually have the time and energy to waste scrutinizing every little thing I do and say? Chances are they're too busy looking in their own mirror doing the same things to themselves. Now I hear you. Maybe social anxiety isn't your thing. Maybe you're someone I admire who really doesn't sweat the small stuff. Man, I want to be friends and learn your ways. But there are things in life that cause even the most relaxed person in the world to worry. And those big, real issues that we worry over, Jesus has some advice in our second verse. If God cares for the animals and provides for their needs, don't you think he's going to provide for and care for you that much more? Jesus reminds us of how delicately and carefully God cares for the animals. And my past reminds me of how carefully God has always cared for me and delivered me through. I've kept a prayer journal for the past 14 years, but when I go back and read through all the hard times I've experienced, I can see where he thoughtfully cared for me and carried me through it all. Now, I have to say, I rarely see him working or feel his presence in the actual moment, but hindsight serves as a reminder my heart needs of his faithfulness. To help us transition from quiet time back into real life, taking what we've learned and the peace we just received throughout the rest of the day, we're going to list our small blessings from the past 24 hours and an affirmation about yourself, your day, or your life. List small blessings from the past 24 hours now. My affirmations. List positive affirmations about yourself and life. Say things like, I will be present. I will be joyful. I am worth it. I am in control of blank situation. List those out now and go about your day affirmed and determined.